You are going to be on the Beltway today. The triple amputee who's driving for the third time.
Sergeant Monty Bernardo is that triple amputee.
I honestly don't care that I lost all this. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
During his second deployment to Afghanistan this year, the 30-year-old with the 82nd Airborne Division sat on a bomb on the 4th of July.
I lost my right leg above the knee. I got my left leg blown off. And then I lost my left hand, right at the wrist.
Remarkably, he was walking just 47 days later.
Apparently, I'm pretty quick at recovering from what I hear from everybody.
And now, just 4 months since his accident, he's relearning how to drive.
I've always been one to push above and beyond. I set my standards high, and then I try to exceed them.
His teacher is Army Captain Tammy Phipps.
I'm not teaching them how to drive. I am showing them how to drive differently.
Phipps, an occupational therapist, was asked to start up the driving rehab program at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in 2008. She now holds the one-of-its-kind program at the new Walter Reed in Bethesda. She helps service members who have
amputations, loss of an eye, but we also have a fair number of service members who have traumatic brain injuries, and that can affect driving.
Sometimes it's anxiety.
They always have this anticipation of how weird it's going to be. And honestly, the most satisfying piece of my job is really how normal it is.
Service members learn to drive in two modified vehicles at Walter Reed, a van and a sedan.
Do me a favor and roll the window down. And you guys can load up.
Bernardo takes the van and rolls in his wheelchair and then maneuvers himself into the driver's seat.
Plenty of room under here for not having legs.
Bernardo shows off his hand controls that take the place of a gas pedal and brake.
Well, this thing has a push button shifter. Gas. Brake.
Bernardo starts up the van. Phipps rides in the front passenger seat. She's got her own controls if she needs them.
Let's go right.
This is Bernardo's third time driving since his injuries. First time cruising the Beltway.
So how does it feel, Monty? You're doing good.
Yeah, it feels normal. Pretty simple and easy.
Ah, yes. It doesn't take long before we encounter our first traffic jam.
Welcome to the Beltway.
D.C.
We lost a couch.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a nice chair.
Totally sweet chair.
Should we pick it up?
No, we didn't grab the chair, but as you can hear, things were very light and relaxed inside the van, like any old drive. But that wasn't the case for Bernardo's sister, Stella Schaefer.
It's a little nerve-wracking just because this is my first time being in the vehicle with him. But it's awesome, and I think it's really, really great that this is even an option for him.
After maneuvering the Beltway and busy streets surrounding Walter Reed for more than 30 minutes, Bernardo gets us safely back into the parking garage.
Yeah, I mean, it felt pretty normal. Crazy traffic out there, but it felt natural, normal.
Phipps is also pleased.
Yeah, he's excellent. Excellent.
Next step, getting Bernardo's Ford F-350 outfitted with his own hand controls so he can drive wherever and whenever.
It's more than just freedom, but it's putting their lives back together.
Bernardo, he takes it all in stride.
I jumped out of airplanes the last 6 years and I've stepped on a bomb. Yeah. What's to be nervous about?
At Walter Reed, Darcy Marchese, WTOP News.